Well, I'm here today in West Sussex. It's bitterly cold and really windy, a typical spring day really. And with me is Dr. Tony Whitbread, the Chief Executive of the Sussex Wildlife Trust. So Tony, what sort of knock-on effects, ecologically speaking, are we likely to be seeing this spring?
This is actually quite an interesting question because trees get diseases all the time. The occasional disease, the occasional dead tree, can actually be quite a good thing. The problem is when you get vast numbers of trees all dying at once, and then the question is, well, what are we going to be losing when we lose the ash trees? It supports a whole community of plants and animals, and that will change. We could actually end up losing some fairly unknown species that are specifically associated with the ash tree. So it could have a major effect on some of the unseen smaller things.
To get a better understanding of the wider ecological effects that ash dieback could have, I dropped in on the British Trust of Ornithology at the Nunnery in Norfolk. It could be that past tree diseases could indicate what might happen this spring. Birding expert Paul Stancliffe told me about the complex effects of Dutch elm disease on our feathery friends.
It was quite difficult to measure, really, because the problem with something like Dutch elm disease, the immediate effects on invertebrate feeding birds are not clear because they need to find the food, they'll go on and feed elsewhere. Well, I suppose one of the lasting effects was the benefit to great spotted woodpeckers. It actually had a really positive effect on that as a species, and great spotted woodpecker population just increased massively.
Why was that?
Because the resultant dead wood, I mean, great spotted woodpeckers are wood-boring feeding species, so they look for grubs in dead wood. They also nest in dead wood. So, you know, there was a species that really, really benefited from it.
So it actually had quite a positive effect on birds then. Moving to ash though, how important is ash on the scale of things? How many species are dependent on ash at any time of the year?
During the summer months, it's very difficult, but it could be in the region of maybe 20 species. Most birds, whether they're granivorous or not, during the breeding season will feed their young on invertebrates. But they won't be solely dependent on ash. It's just that ash will provide another source of invertebrate food. If there is a net loss of invertebrates, then you'd see that in maybe a reduction in some species.
So it all boils down to the bugs. I've come to the Natural History Museum to speak to Professor Max Barclay. Max is in charge of the beetle collections here and is a specialist in a certain creepy crawly closely associated with the ash tree. So I read that there are 100 species that are dependent on ash, 26 of which are absolutely, utterly dependent on the species. If they're completely and solely dependent, that means they won't be able to switch food sources so easily. Does that mean extinction is on the cards for these species?